VOA News, I'm Liz Palka. Search and rescue operations continue for the 189 on board an Indonesian aircraft that crashed into the sea Monday. President Joko Widodo has ordered the Transport Safety Commission to investigate, urging Indonesians to keep on praying as rescuers search for victims from the Lion Air flight. A transport official said the flight requested to return shortly after takeoff from Jakarta. Weather conditions were normal, but the brand new aircraft had experienced a technical issue on its previous flight. Faith leaders from across the United States continue to condemn hate and anti-Semitism following an attack at a Pittsburgh synagogue that killed 11 people. Here's the Catholic Archbishop of New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan.
A violent attack on people who are at prayer in a sanctuary that's characterized by peace and unity is worse. And a violent attack upon a people, the Jewish people, who have suffered for centuries, adds to the degradation and horror.
President Trump offered his thoughts and prayers to the people of the Tree of Life synagogue where the shootings happened and said these kinds of incidents point to the need for armed guards in churches and synagogues. Joshua Davidson is a senior rabbi of Congregation Emmanuel in New York City.
This attack proves once again the desperate need for meaningful gun safety legislation. It proves once again the enduring menace of the world's oldest hatred.
In addition to the 11 mostly elderly victims who were killed in Pittsburgh, six people, including four police officers, were wounded before the suspect was arrested. The suspect, Robert Bowers, has a history of posting anti-Semitic messages online and has been charged under federal hate crime statutes. This is VOA News. The suspect accused of mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to critics of President Trump is set for his first court appearance Monday. FBI Director Christopher Wray said each package included PVC pipe, a small clock, and potentially explosive material. The FBI chief also said a fingerprint found on one of the packages led investigators to the suspect, Cesar Sayoc. Jair Bolsonaro has won Brazil's presidential election, raising fears of a rollback of civil rights and free speech. With nearly all of the ballots counted, Bolsonaro of the Social Liberal Party won about 55% of the votes in Sunday's runoff. His left-leaning opponent, Fernando Haddad of the Workers' Party, took 45%. Mark Jones is a Latin America scholar at Rice University.
Without question, this was far more a vote against the Brazilian political establishment than a vote for Jair Bolsonaro. And it's also important to place into the context where people were given effectively two suboptimal choices. That is, Fernando Haddad, who is seen as too far to the left and too linked to the corrupt establishment, and Jair Bolsonaro, who was linked essentially to a host of statements in the past that were homophobic, misogynistic, racist, and he's really someone that people are uncertain about what he's going to do once in office.
Many business people support Bolsonaro's free market economic positions. Christian evangelicals also support Bolsonaro's promise to end sex education in the schools, keep abortion illegal, and end same-sex marriage. The U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea has expressed confidence about achieving Pyongyang's nuclear disarmament. Stephen Biegun met with the South Korean foreign minister in Seoul Monday to discuss the progress in the talks between North Korea and the U.S. Following a meeting with his South Korean counterpart, Biegun said Washington and Seoul have a shared goal of ending seven decades of hostility on the Korean Peninsula. The U.S. military has begun moving equipment to the southern border as a caravan of Central American migrants heads across Mexico toward the United States. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the military is delivering Jersey barriers to the Mexico border in conjunction with plans to deploy active duty troops there. Details of the deployment, including how many forces are needed, are still being worked out. The extra troops will provide logistical assistance, such as air support and equipment, including vehicles and tents.
That was the AP's Mike Hempen reporting. We have more stories for you on VOAnews.com. Go there for the latest. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.